रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल भट्टदास रघुनाथ। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय साष्टांग धन्यवाद प्रणाम्स एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ आवर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स प्लाय श्रीमन भक्तिवेदांत श्री नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज गुरुदेव, प्लाय श्रीमन भक्तिवेदांत श्री वामन गोस्वामी महाराज गुरुदेव, टू एंटायर रूपानुकारी गुरुवर्ग एंड टू ऑल द टू आवर गार्जियंस एंड टू ऑल द वैष्णवज एंड वैष्णवीज प्रेजेंट टुडे। So yesterday, one of our God brothers, he entered into Samadhi yesterday in Javad Gram. On the order of the Vaishnavas, some devotees from here, they placed him in Samadhi there, in Javad. Naam hai Pujabad Bhakti Gaurav Goswami Maharaj. His brahmachari name was Radhakanta Prabhu. The whole ceremony was performed there under the guidance of the Vaishnavas. So yesterday was reminding me was how merciful the Vaishnavas are actually. Because the sannyasi, I wouldn't see him much also. Maybe not even seen him here for like Aarti, Katha, Kirtan, but still preaching everywhere. Still when he left his body, his disciples were crying so much, weeping, saying, oh, our Guru Maharaj has left his body, what to do, we have no clue. The Vaishnavas gave such nice directions, saying you do this, you do that, and then send so many flowers from here, and items for Boga, items for Abhishek, so many things. No, although we haven't even seen the sannyasi much here, but still like to comfort his disciples, you see, so many arrangements were made. And then under the care guidance of this Giridhari Maharaj and Jyoti Maharaj, Madan Prabhu, all of them, the Maharaj was placed into Samadhi there. So made me realize how merciful the Vaishnavas are. No consideration whatsoever. If this Maharaj was affiliated to our temple, if he wasn't affiliated to our temple, is he coming here for Katha Kirtan, for honoring Mahaprasad? Nothing. The whole ceremony was performed. And his disciples also were weeping so much, and they were so happy at the same time that we could send our Guru Maharaj, we could give him a final farewell, goodbye. So therefore it brings so much hope to our lives also that this care, the guidance and the love of the Vaishnavas is not very narrow. It's very broad. It's for everyone. In fact, today I received a call from one sannyasi. He said, oh, I saw the whole thing happen. And all of you have so much love for this God brother. I was thinking what will happen to his body, who will do what. These disciples have no clue. But I see that all of you have done such nice service, he said. And really, I'm so happy that at least like there's this family, that even those who have no place to go, at least they can go there. So in this way, small mention of how much this mercy is flowing for everyone. So anyhow, yes, so the questions being raised by the Vaishnavas is that you see, the secondary names of Krishna and the primary names. So we see his secondary names, he's called Jagannath, Jagannianta, Paramatma, and all these names. So for those who are reciting these secondary names, are they getting any benefit or not? Because technically, Krishna is all complete. And anything that is emanating from is also complete, like in that shloka from Ishopanishad, this Om Purnam Idam Purnam, Punadeva Mudachyate, everything, that, whatever is emanating from him is complete. No, like if you just touch the finger of a person, it means you're touching his whole body. So all these names, they're like his fingernails. Because some of these names, they denote different aspects of Sri Bhagavan. Like we see, only when when Bhagwan is only his Sat and Chit aspect, when he's only with his potency of Sat and Chit, then he's known as Paramatma. And when he's only with his aspect of Sat, then he is Brahma. And then he's with his three aspects of Sat, Chit, Ananda, then he's Sri Bhagavan. And more importantly, when the pastimes are associated with him in different ways, along with his devotees, then he's known by different names as Ram, Narsingha, Vaman, Krishna. And even then, there are his pastimes associated with Aishwarya, then he's known in one particular way. Pastimes associated with Madhurya, then he's known in one particular way. So therefore we see in the grand scale of things, we see that Bhagwan, he has a very special plan for every jiva. Because the adhikar of every jiva is different. It's not the same. Every jiva has a different adhikar. So therefore, according to the jiva's adhikar, Bhagwan has designed one particular name for that jiva. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that even those who are following their religion properly, sincerely, they will also gradually be elevated to following a more specific form of dharma. Like the other day we heard that what is this dharma? This dharma has been described in the Bhagavatam itself. That this dharma is pure bhakti itself. Like we heard that shloka also, where Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that these scriptures are this Amnaya Prahara Tattva shloka, where we hear that the scriptures are already revealed. But still, according to the qualification of every jiva, gradually the scriptures are perceived in different ways. Like we see, even those who are in Islam, they are chanting Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar means God is great, like they're saying. In Christianity also, they're chanting the name of Jesus Christ. Like Swami Maharaj would also say that Jesus is the Son of God, and who is Christ? Gurudev also says that this name Christ came from where? Because there in the Aquarian Gospel, there it's mentioned that Jesus, he came to different parts of India actually. He came to Jagannath Puri. There already Krishna, he was pronounced as Krishna. And in North India, he's pronounced as Krishna. And in Punjab, he's pronounced as Kishan. No, Krishna, also known as Kishan. In South India, if you go to Andhra Pradesh, they say Krishnudu. And you go to Tamil Nadu, they say Krishnan. And then here, Krishna. So this way, Krishna himself, you see, in India is pronounced in different ways, in so many different ways. So then when there, gradually, when this name Krishna came, then in Greece, came to be known as Christos. And then by the time it came to Israel, Jerusalem, then this name Christ came. So therefore we see that even the Christians, if they're sincerely chanting this name of Christ, then they will also gradually be elevated. Like Swami Maharaj, once he was having a room conversation with one nun. And this nun, she had her own beads. And Swami Maharaj, he asked, "What are you chanting on these beads?" And this nun was saying, we chant like according to our Christian scriptures. Something like, "Hallowed be thy name," or something. This chanting, "God is great," or something. So then Swami Maharaj became very happy. He said, "Yes, you continue doing this," he said. "You continue doing this, then gradually you'll see God will reveal himself to you." So Swami Maharaj had that opinion in this way. So you see, every dharma has one particular representation of Bhagavan. And that particular representation of Bhagavan is known by one particular name. Like in Judaism, they say Jehovah. And this way they have different names in different scriptures. So therefore, we should not demean the other religions also, thinking that what they're saying is incomplete. But still, what they're saying is according to their adhika. Like you see, even they say Ram Rahim. They say Ram is the same as Rahim, Rahim is the same as Ram. So in this way, everyone has their own adhikar. Like we see always, there's this one famous mantra that everyone always sings. This Achyutam Keshavam Madhavam Ramanarayanam Janaki Vallavam. And then there's the other one, they say Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Mukunda He Nath Narayana Vasudeva. This way everyone is chanting. And we see Sanatana Goswami in his Brihad Bhagavat Amrit itself, there he has mentioned this name that Gopakumar would always chant. Because we see Gopakumar is always chanting the Gopal mantra. But ultimately, to achieve Siddhi, Gopal Mantra will not do. And even in Gopal Mantra, there are three names there, if you see. There's Krishna, Govinda and Gopijana Vallabh. So why these three names? So there it's mentioned that those who are in Sakya Bhav, they will like the name Krishna very much. And who is Govinda? Who is Gopijana Vallabh? They will say, R. Krishna, he is Govind. He is Gopijana Vallabh. But he is R. Krishna. And those in Vatsalya, they'll like this name Govinda. They'll say, he is R. Govinda. But at the same time, he is Krishna, he is Gopijana Vallabh. Means these other names are like adjectives for the name they like. That of R. Govind, he is also Krishna. He is very attractive and also is Gopijana Vallabh, very dear to the gopis. This is like, they're like adjectives to the name they like. And those in Madhurya Bhav, they like this name Gopijana Vallabh. Means R. Gopijana Vallabh, he is also Krishna, he is also Govinda. So in this way, when one is chanting the Gopal Mantra itself, he'll like one particular name. And then according to that name, he'll have his own attachment. And we see also, Sanatana Goswami's Brihad Bhagavatamrita, there he mentions that after chanting the Gopal Mantra, Gopakumar was thinking, now I have to do Nam Sankirtan. Because without Nam Sankirtan, I cannot achieve Siddhi. So then he started chanting this verse. This Shri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda. No, Shri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda Nanda He Govinda He Nanda Kishore Krishna Ha Shri Yashoda Tanaya Prasiddha Shri Ballavi Jeevana Radhikesha. So you see in this mantra, so many different names are mentioned of Krishna. In this mantra, all the different rasas, they'll all find their names there. Like it's mentioned there, Shri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishore Krishna. So for some, they like this name Kishore Krishna. And some, they like this name Shri Krishna Gopal. Some like Hare, some like Mukunda. And then finally, there it's mentioned, Ha Shri Yashoda Tanaya Prasiddha Shri Ballavi Ji Vanaradi Kesha. So some, they like this name Yashoda Tanai, Nanda Tanai, those in Vatsalya. And those in Madhurya Bhav also, they're divided into two aspects. There Gurudev mentions that those who have this bhav of being a sakhi, they'll like this name Radhikesh. Those who are Radharani sakhis. But those who are the maidservants of Srimati Radhika, they'll like this name Shri Ballavi Jeevan. They'll like this name more. Because you see, the Manjaris will never utter Radharani's name directly. The sakhis may say Radharani's name directly. Like Lalita will say, oh, Dhurte Vrajendra Tanayas Taddham. In this way, we see, she'll say, oh, Radhe. Don't be so simple in front of Krishna. But the Manjaris will never directly reveal Radharani's name. They'll say, Madhisha Nathatve. Who is Krishna? He's Madhisha Nathatve. He's the Nath of our Madhishwari. But the Sakhis, they'll directly say that he is Radhika Nath. He is Radha Nath. He is Radha Kanta. He is Radhikesh. So you see, even in this verse, you see, so many different names have been described according to different rasas. And then in this way, every devotee, according to his own rasa, he'll like this name. Like we see also in the Pranam Mantra of Shri Krishna, first it says that, Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deena Bandhu Jagatpate. So those who are in this Shantaras, they'll like this name Jagatpate. Those who are in Dasya, they'll like this name Deena Bandhu. And then those who are in Sakya, they'll like this name Gopesha. Then those who are in Madhurya, they like this name Gopika Kanta more. And those who are more specific, they like this name Radha Kanta. So here you see, in the Pranam Mantra of Shri Krishna, so many different names have been described. And we see also, no, Krishna, he reveals his names according to the desires of his devotee. Like we heard the other day, that why does Krishna have so many swaroops? Like we heard that day, that Radharani, she told Lalita that, oh, I'm very unchaste. Why? Because I've fallen in love with three different personalities. One is one personality who bears the name Krishna. As soon as these two syllables Krishna entered into my ears, then I became so attracted. And then I saw one more personality that Chitra painted. And when I saw this person on the painting, I became very attracted. Then I saw another person playing his flute on Giriraj and I became attracted. So I fall in love with three different personalities. And Lalita said, actually they're the same. So this way we see that why there are so many different swaroops. Like Radha Raman, Radha Damodar, Radha Shyam Sundar. Because according to the bhav of the devotee, Krishna manifests himself in so many ways. he's manifesting himself to Srimati Radhika herself, and Radharani herself is getting bewildered, then what to speak of her devotees in this way? Like we heard that day, that Radharani, why wasn't the deity of Radharani manifested that day with Krishna? Why was Krishna all alone? Because Krishna is giving darshan to so many different devotees, not just those who are in Madhurya Bhav. He's also giving darshan to those in Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. He's giving darshan to so many different devotees of different bhavs. Therefore, Radharani, she's hiding within him. She's not revealing herself. Because how can Radharani reveal herself to like those in different rasas? Therefore, she's hiding in Amurta form. And then in Amurta form, she manifests herself when she sees that only this Madhuryamai bhaktas are present in this way. When Jahnava Devi came, then she revealed herself. So in this way, Krishna, his name is not different from his swarup. No, like we hear, Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Abhinnatta Nama Namino. He's non-different. So therefore, he has all these primary and secondary names. And ultimately, even these secondary names, they gradually lead one to realization of his primary names. Like we see Jagannath and all these different names. And regarding the second question, we hear that you see, many devotees have the opinion that should sannyas be taken or not. Like we hear Shankaracharya, he took sannyas when he was only 8 years old. He wanted to take sannyas, but his mother would not let him. Then finally, he manifested this one leela where a crocodile was killing him. And then he told his mother, if you give me permission to take sannyas, then this crocodile will leave me. And then she said, yes. And then immediately the crocodile disappeared. There was no blood, nothing. Then she said, no, come back to me. He said, no, you've already given me permission. And he left. Then she said, all right, you're leaving, but I have one last desire. When I'm going to leave my body, then you should come and see me one last time. So then he returned back to Kaladi in Kerala. When his mother was leaving her body, he performed her last rites. And you see Madhvacharya also, when he took sannyas when he was 12, his father touched his feet, saying, oh, don't take sannyas. And he said, I've already taken sannyas because you touched my feet. So now you've already given me permission. See, Ramanujacharya, he took sannyas. Vallabhacharya took sannyas when he was 84 years old. Very old age. He asked his wife for permission. His wife didn't give him permission. Then what did he do? When his wife was sleeping, then he made it seem that he was also in the same room, but he put some cloth there. And he made it seem he was sleeping there. And then finally, he set the whole room on fire. And then his wife woke up. She said, oh, there's the whole room is on fire. Let's leave. And he said, okay, I will leave if you give me permission to take sannyas. He said, what are you saying? Whole house is being burned. She said, will you give me permission? She said, yes. Then immediately he left. He left his home. And then after 1 year, he even left this world. He was on his way to Kashi, took sannyas there, and then he left his world. So they're all taking. So some devotees are of the opinion that should sannyas be taken or not. So ultimately you see, what is this sannyas? Sannyas means samyak rupena nyas. So this samyak rupena nyas is actually not limited only to the sannyas ashram. This samyak rupena nyas is applicable to every ashram actually, not just sannyas. Even brahmachari can do samyak rupena nyas. Even grahasthi can do samyak rupena nyas. Even vanaprasthi can do samyak rupena nyas. Means to be one-pointed. What is this vairagya? Means vishesh rupena anurag. So this vishesh rupena anurag can be had in any ashram. Because we see, what is Mahaprabhu said? Kiva vipra kiva nyasi, shudra kena nai, jai krishna tatta sei guru hai. That regardless of whether one is a shudra, sannyasi, anything, one who knows krishna tatta, he is sei guru hai. But still, we see this vesh of a sannyasi gives one nishtha. That's all. It gives one nishtha in the sense that, all right, now your life is meant for bhajan, now your life is meant for paropkar, for preaching and all these things. So only one is getting nishtha by this vesh. But what is that bhav? If there is no bhav, then what is the use of taking the vesh? No. Because this vesh is actually only external. No. Having the danda, having this uttariya, bahirvas, everything. Ultimately, if there is no bhav, then what is the use of the vesh? Therefore, if you see Mahaprabhu's own associates, if you see, most of Mahaprabhu's associates were actually householders. And some of these householders, they were so renounced, even though they had not officially accepted sannyas. So many of them. And we see our Goswamis, they never took sannyas. They were dressed in white. Then should we think that even the sannyasis are greater than even the Goswamis? Definitely not. Because they said Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi, so how can we accept this sannyas vesh? And then Prabhupada, he thought, how can I accept this Paramahamsa vesh? So I'll step down a little and accept this sannyas vesh according to Daivi Varnashram Dharma. So in this way, there are all these considerations. But still we say that should sannyas be taken or not? So who are we if you think, thinking, oh, should I take or not? Because if we are thinking that should I take or not, then actually we're not under proper anugatya. Because without being under proper anugatya, then how can we probably make this proper decision? Like we say, when Param Gurudev told Gurudev, Trivikram Maharaj and Vaman Maharaj to take sannyas, then they were thinking, should we take or not? Because so many other disciples of Prabhupada are so qualified, like Nemi Maharaj, Vaikanas Maharaj, all of them. Then Bhakti Kushal Narsingh Maharaj, he told them, that, oh, if you're thinking like this, then why don't you just return home if you're thinking this way? Whatever your guru is saying, you should try to follow in this way. So in this way, whatever our higher authorities are saying, whatever the Vaishnava is saying, we should only follow what they're saying. Because their words are like Brahma Vakya. And this, like I speak for myself, slowly, slowly I'm realizing these words, like Brahma Vakya. Any instruction they give, be it even 8 years, 10 years back, 12 years back, there is no escaping that instruction. We may think, oh, I'll start beating around the bush. Anyhow, there's no need to follow this, that, or anything. But you see, the one instruction they give, that instruction is for life. No escaping. This slowly, slowly I'm realizing now. Any instruction they give, you cannot neglect. If you neglect, then you're only cheating yourself. That instruction is like a sthayi bhav. It is fixed. No escaping that fixed instruction. You can go here, you can go there, there, but no escaping that fixed instruction. So therefore, one should not personally think, oh, should I take or not? Only if that order is coming from the authority, the higher Guru Varga, then this decision. If they said, don't take sannyas in this lifetime, then no need to take sannyas in this lifetime. If they're saying, take sannyas, then take sannyas. Because their words are Brahma Vakya, they are realized souls. Or else on our own, ekaki amar nahi payable. Harinam Sankirtane. And who is Vaishnav? Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite paro, tomar shakti ache. This is Vaishnav. He is captured Krishna. And who are we? Amito Kangal, Krishna Krishna boli, dhai tava pache pache. If this mood can come, that, oh, indeed I am Kangal. Whatever you say, I have to follow for the rest of my life, then the proper mood will come. So as far as I can understand, we are nothing. Thinking, oh, should I take or should I not take? Who are we? What adhikar do we have? Nothing. Only by their mercy, somehow we are staying in the dham, trying to follow this line of bhakti. So only these words that they have spoken should be followed in regard to this very highly sensitive matter. So, mancha kalpataru bishya kripasan meja vitanam pavani bhyavishnam yonu nama.
ॐ अज्ञानतिम्रान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुर्मृतं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिषे नमः जय रूप सनातन भट्टरघुनाथ श्रीजीवी गोपाल भट्टदास रघुनाथ एछय गोसाई करी चरण बंदन जाहुते विघ्ननाश अभीष्ट पुरन महाभाव स्वरूपतम कृष्ण प्रिया वरियसी प्रम भक्ति प्रदेवी राधिकेतांग नमाम्यहम् राधे वृंदावनधीशे करुणामृतवाहिनी कृपया निज पदाब्ज दास्यं मह्यं प्रदीयतां वंदे नंदवरदस्त्रीणां पादरणुमभीक्ष्णश जसां हरि कथोद्गीतं पुनाति भुवनत्रयम् जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रियाद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय। गुरु परंपरा की जय। अनंत अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। सपार्षद गौरहरि की जय। रूपानो गोड़े गुरुवर्ग की जय। जगरागात्मिक ब्रजवासी जन की जय। रागानुग भक्त वृंद की जय। जय सर्वविश्वत गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय। गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय। जय सर्वविघ्न विनाशन कारिणी सिंहदेव की जय। भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय। जय ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय। ब्रजवासी भक्त वृंद की जय। ब्रजश्री मदिश्री प्रणेश्वरी श्रीमती राधारानी की जय। ब्रजदेवीगण की जय। जय भगवती पूर्णमासी देवी की जय। कात्यायनी देवी की जय। कात्यायनी व्रत की जय। व्रतपालन करी भक्तबिंद की जय। समवेत गौर भक्तबिंद की जय। गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। नाउ इज ऑल आर मेंडिस टू हियरिंग मेनी मेनी वैष्णव भक्ति सिद्धांत दिस लाइक आवर जीव गोस्वामी प्रभु राइटिंग षट संदर्भ तत्व परमात्मा भगवत कृष्ण भक्ति प्रीति संदर्भ कबीराज गोस्वामी राइटिंग सिद्धांत बोलिया चित्ते ना करो अलस जहा हुई कृष्ण लगे सुदृढ़ मानस ओ दिस इज सिद्धांत दिस रूल रेगुलेशंस एडिकेट दिस एंड दैट व्हाई आई वेस्टिंग टाइम व्हाई फॉलोइंग दिस एंड दैट व्हाई डिस्कसिंग अबाउट दिस आई एम रागात्मिक फॉलोअर्स रागानुग या रूपानुग देन आई एम ओनली चेंटी घरिणा मानसी सेवा अनुरागमयी व्हाई दिस सिद्धांत फॉर वेस्टिंग टाइम दिस इज कॉल्ड भेकेर कचकची मीनिंग्स ओनली टाइम वेस्टिंग लाइक इज स्पीकिंग यूजलेस नो वैल्यू नो देयर इज नो प्रॉफिट एंड बेनिफिट लाइक थिंकिंग बट कबीराज गोस्वामी गिविंग स्ट्रॉन्ग ऑर्डर यू हैव नो सिद्धांत नो बैकबोन यूर थिंकिंग आई एम रोलिंग एंड क्रोलिंग एंड क्रॉसिंग दिस हिल्स माया दिस इज नॉट पॉसिबल देयरफॉर नीड इज सिद्धांत मीनिंग्स सिद्ध स्वरूप एंड दिस आवर मेटेरियल दिस स्वरूप ऑर्डिनरी द फिजिकल इंस्ट्रक्शन एंड फिगर दिस इज नॉट सोल ओन स्वरूप एंड फिजिकल दिस थिंग्स नॉट परमानेंट ओन टेम्पररी लाइक कार्टून रोबोट दिस इज नॉट इज एक्चुअल थिंग्स हाउ आई एम क्रॉसिंग हाउ आई एम गेटिंग टचिंग सोल एंड सोल गेटिंग दिस ओन स्वरूप ओन पोजिशन दे हैव नीडेड इज स्ट्रॉन्ग सिद्धांत मीनिंग्स शेकिंग थ्रोइंग एंड क्लीनिंग एनी क्लॉथ क्लीनिंग फॉर नीड सोप पाउडर एंड मेसिन एंड वॉशिंग एंड ड्राइंग ईटिंग फॉर many things is needed, not telling and eating, only lazy person, everything mixing and making soup and drinking. But this soup is not possible all time drinking. Then your liver will be damaged. This soup eating, easy digest, then liver never working more. Say, therefore need some hard things, dry things needed. Otherwise, water will be inside body dot up and soiling and become heavy body, 200, 500 kilo, then can carry this one. Drinking, very easy, digest food, only soup and juice, then you will be juicy. Then no more dry body. Therefore, this only rasa, samalayam, then rasa, then rasiya. Holy rasiya. Then big problem coming. No Africa, you know, no America, no India, nothing, only Russia. They are only chanting Russia, Russia, Holy Russia, Holy Russia. This all time is, who is Russia? I am accepting what is needed. This is unknown person has big problem. Like you all are hearing, all society, all religion has one God. On India, Hindus has many God. Vaishnava has many God. Hindus has mostly, they are choosing one, they are following one. But Vaishnava has many God, not one God. They are telling, Gita Govinda Jadeva Goswami telling Dasavatar. Sukadeva Goswami telling Asankhya Avatar. Many incarnation, God Himself. Why like this? One day Ram followers, one day Nisinga following, one day Narayan following, one day Parasuram, one day this Kalki, Vamon, of this mean fish, also worshipping fish. Everybody fish is eating. Vaishnava is eating fish. No, they are worshipping. Pig is everybody, all countries people pig eating. And they like is somebody telling sunya, somebody telling pig, piglet. They all are like, but Vaishnava are worshipping pig. Also, not pig and fish, they worshipping turtles. They worshipping snake. How is Vaishnavism? Their God is all God. Snake is God, fish is God, turtles is God. Pig is God. How is this bhakti Vaishnavism? Everybody is God. I am God also, then what is the problem? You are God, he is God, she goat, he goat. Then she goat is not God, he goat is God. I am eating he goat, then I will be God. So people has mentality. But people no understanding, unknown persons, how crossing. One time is Dasavatar Stotra class is running is Navadvip Dham. Jadeva Goswami is this Dasavatar Stotra. After Gita Govinda's classes is running. The time all are hearing very many years before Navadvip Dham. So this Jadeva Goswami, he is also Ragatmik, not Raganuga only, Ragatmik Vrajavasi. He is all Anuragmai Bhajan, mostly Rasamai Upasana, his Gita Govinda inside is everything explaining. But his first is, he is praying Dasavatar Stotra. Pralaya Payodi Jale Dhitabana Sivedam Vihita Charitra Mokhedam Kesavadrita Meena Sarira Jaya Jagadisha Hare. He is telling, any species, other societies, God is not going everywhere. Their God is one, somebody telling Allah, somebody telling Jesus Christ, yeah, this and that, many they have, but they are one form, one way, one place staying. They are not going inside water, fish, near, helping for They are not going total suicides, total societies, helping for. They are not going pig societies, helping for pig. They are not going this snake society, snake helping for. They are only helping whom? Man, woman, not animal. Any male. They only male and female. They choosing male, female, but not animal. So now is, this is not his answer. This is only joke. This is only drama. This is not Tonki. This is not reality. Reality is this living entity, conscious soul, all species to there is crossing, 84 lakh species to crossing, after 84 fingers should be measurement, getting one body, physical body, the structure, uniform, one is, own karma it is getting. After there, for needed childhood to KG class, primary class, high school, college, university, and after is PhD, delete many steps, many crossing for needed. This is like mundane, this classification. So jiva has got with no relation, the unknown. Then jiva has lot of unknown balance, anartha, no artha, paramartha. They don't know. The God, all incarnations is, they are removing anartha, coming, and like Hiranyakashipu, ya Hiranyaksha. There is very powerful, strong, strength. They are stealing prithivi also. They are all demigods defeating. Until Brahmalok, everybody can care. But now Varaha Avataru it is, he is going there, he is not stealing his anartha. Forever he is thinking, I am one demon, big, but one animal is came and defeating me, killing me. How possible? This is God, like Ravan, very powerful, very dangerous demon. But monkey is here, one Hanuman gone, monkey. He's making restless and everybody is like he's make crazy. He's killing many. Not he's disturbing, his tail is burning all Lanka, only tail. He not doing anything, his tail is doing everything. So jiva has prouds. This prouds is how going? Surprise. One monkey came, killing my, destroying my everything, killing my son, grandsons, and shaking everybody. How is this monkey? Then Hiranyaka thinking, how is this pig? Oh, danger pig. Coming and fighting with me, killing me. But you know, our anartha removing for, God is accepting many swarup. Anartha is also very hidden. This anartha now is everywhere. Somebody's part not free. Then also jiva has no desire, I'm living this world also, living this my anartha. Anybody telling you are rascal, you are stupid, then he can tolerate. Okay, I will be good person. He is telling, they all are insulting me, you are rascal. But no, he is showing, I am not rascal, you are rascal. Fighting, attacking, after court case, this and that. But telling you are rascal, you clean your rascality, your bad things? No. then God Himself is with His, any incarnation this is coming and He is removing all. Then it's possible. Others giving punishment, inside giving jamlok fire inside, giving boiling inside oil, no changing. God is kindly coming, not only one demon. All demons is now day and night thinking, this Varaha. Hiranyakashipu thinking, this Varaha, one pig? All demons thinking this pig. No need Diksha Mantra. This is great Diksha Mantra. Scared, weak. Now Hiranyakashipu came, one Nrisingha, half male. Animal and male, not female male. Female and male combined Mahaprabhu. But only male and animal, then Nrisingha. Two things with this, male and animal, half male. Now all demons scared, they are not thinking. What? Here many persons, but not thinking about this Jai Nrisingha, Sri Nrisingha, Jai Jai Nrisingha, no chanting. Morning waking, then chanting Jai Nrisingha, Sri Nrisingha, Namaste Narasimhaya, no. But this anartha, this like choking inside until no mouth to coming any God holy name, yeah, incarnation name, no praying, no begging. Why? All are dirty, very worms and like our Maharaj telling stool factory manager. All stool factory manager now, in charge of two stool factory. So then therefore they cannot chanting also Nrisingadeva name. And now Nrisingadeva attacking, come from these pillars. Then all demons seeking, Baba, how is this animal? A danger animal? Then Prahlad is, before he's telling, you chanting Krishna Nam, nobody is chanting. Say now, after chanting, you chanting, all are not chanting. Father is against, and now Nrisingha came and disturbing, killing many demons, not one demon. Not one Hiranyakashipu, many Hiranyakashipu. All dynasty and generation, all destroying. They're all scared. This is called Diksha. You know? Why? Srimad Bhagavatam taking four types of Diksha. Kama snehat bhayat disat. Kama Diksha. And also Kama snehat. Sneha, affection with the Diksha. Bhayat disat. Desh and bhoy, fear and jealousy, this is very harsh Diksha. Then I thinking about this. Oh, what happened? Where from come? How come? Who is this personality? Tava this anartha removing for needed all incarnations. God is one, God not many. All are known. God is Purnamidam, Purnamadam, Purnat, Purnamadichati, Purnasya, Purnamadaya, Purnameva, Avasishati. Like one ghee lamps, other lamps, which is giving this flame, then He is also same, equal, giving you light. Other. So God incarnation not less, not and higher, nothing, all equal. But there is some speciality. What speciality? Lila speciality. So like full moon, one moon, but first moon, also moon. Why this? There is only little moon, little time for? Like baby food, only mother milk. After little later, giving little this thick liquid, not only liquid. After giving little heart, similar, all incarnation is God, very kind. Other society, other religion has only one type of God, one God. He has no many swarup, He not coming, not helping, no kind. He is one, Brahma, Brahma. Tad Brahmam, Nishkalam, Anantam, Brahmam, anadi, asase sabutam. He is only one Brahma. They had this only one affection. No affection, one is like his prakash, manifestation, one only, nothing more. But here is Vaishnavism has any bhakta or devotee, any ordinary conditioned soul, living entity, want to do bhajan, bhakti, God's service for desire, then God is sending his all incarnations, one by one. Like Satyavata, Markanda receives for first coming Meenavatar. And after, one by one incarnation is coming, crossing, then after Gopal came. Where Gopal came? Padaravinde, Mukharavindam, Mukharavinde, Padaravindam. His finger toes is chewing in with his mouth. And he's floating on top of this banyan tree's leaves. But in order to go, Mahaprabhu time, he gave me darshan. But first time not come, first time came Meena avatar, meaning fish avatar, fish. He's telling him God. But he's protecting. Similar, all our Mahaprabhu, this world is Bhava Samudra, ocean. Here is all that is floating. Nobody take care of us. Nobody protecting. Nobody telling this is good. You come this side. Came his temple. Also here is Bhava Samudra. All floating. Going down and off. Nobody protector. Nobody saving. So here is Meenavatar. He is coming and telling, oh, you are follow me, you are tying my throne with your boats. I am taking good way. And taking, where is taking Meenavatar? In his full of avatari, Gopal near. Mahapralaya, all time suffering, moving, but they have protection. They chanting mantra, chanting, doing kirtan, darkness, but Meenavatar taking light and Gopal near. And giving forever, position and place. So this is very kind. Mahapralaya. After this Kurma avatar came. One by one came. Bhakta says anybody disturbing? Nishing avatar came protection for. Therefore, God is not many, God is one. And God is many Swarupitis, all time He is showing, I am protecting all bhaktas, devotees, how they are crossing, learning, and after they are going back to God and back to home, own residence, permanent. This world also, look, government, servant are police, magistrate, DIG, this and that government, all are helping these jivas. But material help, notice. Permanent help, not his spiritual help. But spiritual help for giving sometime some power for this special power giving qualified realized soul. Jivas for also giving. They are called guru. Some gurus are sadhana siddha, some gurus are rare coming nitya siddha. Very rare. Mostly sadhana siddha. Mahabhagavat, sadhana siddha, God, near and dearest, they have idea and knowledge for this world. Nitya siddha, nitya lila, they are sometime coming, but they have no idea how can meeting, how can helping, how can talking. Therefore, God Himself coming with His incarnations. Many incarnations with His coming. Sometimes He is swan, sometimes He is horse. You know, Haigriva avatar, sometimes he is swan, Hansa avatar, sometimes he is Kapil Dev, sometimes he is Rishabh Dev, many way to come. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam Sukhdev Goswami, Patel Parikshit Maharaj, all incarnation, mostly 100 stories there, 100 incarnation, more than 100 he is explaining. So this is helping for God has very kindness. All jiva, anywhere jiva going, any planet, water inside, air inside, fire inside, ether inside, sky, anywhere the soul is going, God incarnation is there going, also helping there. Therefore, this Sanatana Dharma, a Vaishnava Dharma has this. Other religions, religious, they cannot believe this. They say, God is not Swarup, He is Nirakar, Nirgun, Nirvishes, Anadi, Abhyay. But you believe in Shakti, power, but many deva idea. But therefore, there no any people is getting relax and relief. They cannot surrender. They only praying one things, but they have no faith, other things for. So what need is not only water is life. Water is, yes, life, but water is sometimes thick, then called grains. Only liquid is not everything. So the same, everything is needed for body. Five things is needed. You think, no, I'm only water taking. Then you cannot staying long time. So this God has all incarnation like this is any demigod helping for. He is arranging guna avatar, avesh avatar, manvantara avatar, yuga avatar, many avatar. Everything is it only this jivas for helping for. And going, coming, meeting, and there is getting relationship and calling, pulling, and crossing. See, gradually up. God for respect, this is called permanent. This is not will be like destroyed, not off. Like one time anybody offering pranam. This is truthful, also permanent. One time offering pranam. But this is not will be finished, lost. My karma, I am doing bad things, then karma's fruit coming, I forget everything. But after later, like Jalabharat, all time thinking about this deer, then his time is gone, he forget. After his karma is finished, new start, more progress come. So this bhakti, this is not this ordinary things. This is little bit doing, also this one is helpful. Also gradually, not only very fast. So God is jivas, sadhakas, mostly protection for, helping for his many swarupitis come. So therefore, Jayadeva Goswami is saying, I want to go this Brajdham, but this incarnation helping. Like Nisinga Stuti, they are looking how many things he is telling. Also, afternoon he is helping, evening time he is helping, also Narayan Kavach, they are this body's part he is helping, Madhusudan, daytime, night time, this other incarnation. You reading nicely, then you understanding. But this, why this protection and help need? Otherwise, anybody not helping, I am independent, I can, not possible fighting with this Maya and crossing in Maya. Very danger. With attachment, very danger, attraction with this senses, mind with this. Therefore, this Tapastuti pray. God Himself, Sukadeva Goswami, this Narayana Kavacha Bhagavatam inside, why is He explaining? Rudra Git, fourth chapter, fourth canto, 24th chapter, there is Rudra Git. He is giving advice all this Prachetas. Shiv Thakur came. Still, you chanting this Rudra Git, then you meeting with this God. This is helping for. But I say, no, 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 I am Raghunugo, I am Rupanugo, I am Rasik Vaishnava, no need anything. Baba, you Rasik Vaishnava, you are this body, physical, structure and this one building. You say, okay, I am doing bhajan, building is broken, fallen down a roof and breaking my head, no problem. I am get liberation. This is called suicide. So this is like his protection. All God incarnation, all time helping me, protecting me, then I am possible following easily bhajan. Other than I am sick, I am weak, people attacking, fighting, and many I have affection, this attraction. People is coming and sweetly kissing me, embracing me, and talk with me, stealing me, then who protecting? Oh, this time they may bring a nice crunchy pakoda, idli dosa, bhalla chutney, and giving some sweet laddu rasgulla, everyday rabdi, baba. And then nice hot things bringing and giving, washing my feet. Who protecting that time? Who telling this is wrong and not right, not good? God incarnation. God for I have love. Every time this much, then God all intention one by one coming. And this moment, there is protecting. Get out, throwing out, all remove. And bitterness showing, this is poison, this is not good for you. Smiling, looking, love letter coming. Also now not only love letter, now is, what this? Mobile. Inside the mobile, what is this? I don't know. Online. Line on. I think, what is online? He ready all time, line, online inside is. But you button drop pushing, then coming face. Smiling with you, talking with you. After bus. Who protecting this everything too? But God coming online? He's coming my near, I'm talking with him. This danger moment. Choking. Therefore, Das Goswami, before his writing, it is online before, he is writing, Asadvetta Vesya Moti Visijya Sarvasya Harini Katha Mukti Bhagra Nasinu Sarvatma Gilani. He is telling, Gale Baddha Unyamiti Bhakar Vrit Bhartma Bhagane Satatang Putkara Satatang Tang Manoito. This time, sense loss. Senses lost. Unconsciousness, not calling, hey Gurudev, protecting me, hey Sanatana Goswami, hey Nityananda Prabhu, Senapati, General, please helping me. I'm forget. Then thinking, yes, sometime embracing, kissing, wow, very sweet life is successful. Oh, daytime not then, nighttime short dream. Oh, very good life today. Early morning waking and smiling. Last night short dream, very nice one. And direct physically kissing and embracing, then how is this? And nice pakoda, nice crunchy fry, nice things is coming and I'm chewing and eating, and then how much this attachment will be? That time who protecting? Need this God incarnation. Hamara need, hook is need. And no, he's coming and protecting. And all time, like parents are, all time take care of children and babies. To all are is God, these part and parcels. So God is not coming, these dangerous places, who is going? Krishna Lila Purushottam, Ram Marjada Purushottam, Narayan Paravastha Avatar, they cannot coming. But they are one other surup, other incarnations, they are coming and protecting all time. Therefore, all are continue praying. Pralaya payodhi jali dhita brie man sivedam bhita bhaitra charitra makhedam kesava dhita dasavida rupa jay jagadisha hare. Also praying what? This is Nishinga Stuti. Narayan Kavacho. This Nishinga Kavacho. Also praying the Sudarshan Kavacho. Why? They are protecting. Otherwise, I am not praying. Like, only I am taking Guru Diksha. then I am doing anything wrong, any Vaishnava, they're kind and telling, this is not good for you. Also this chastisings. Yeah. Also any other temple, any society Vaishnava, they're looking, wearing tilak and dress and everything, and doing something duplicity, then they are also knocking. What are you doing? What happened this? Similar, God is very kind. God is, anyhow, He is take care of us. All are very lucky. Therefore, this all question is arising time to time. And how will be Saranagata? Saranagata meanings, I am help for praying, begging. I am now fearless, careless. I cannot pray, anybody is near. Then who is protecting me? I am orphan then, street beggar. I have no authority. But I have everybody. I am not requesting. Therefore this Vaishnavas is all continue praying. After this praise, just Maharaj is now telling, Samatari Pranta Kalesanasaya, Govindaya Namo Namo, Krishna Vasudeva Hare Paramatpane, Pranta Kalesanasaya, Govindaya Namo Namo. Somebody telling, Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda, somebody telling, Sri Krishna Hare Murare Madhukoita Bhare, Gopala Govinda Mukunda Sore, Yogyesha Narayana Krishna Vishnu, Nirashraya Mam Jagadisha Raksha. All time praying. No praying, no crying, then who helping? Therefore this all incarnation is all time ready to help. But anartho, lot of anartho, I cannot remember anybody. Asam also coming cheater, they say, you are in Rupanuga, you are Raganuga, why this incarnation for thinking about this? Why you are receiving, why you following this brata? Ram, Ram Nomi, Nishinga Chaturdashi, Sivratri, and this Kaitanya brata, this Kesava brata. Bolo Baba, you are not sick, you are healthy, then no need for your medicine. But I am sick, I have need medicine. Also need diet. So they are in my doctor. Diagnosis after they telling, you do this, do this, do this, do this. Okay, gradually, 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 I will be good health. My soul health, soul, Swarup Siddhi getting. Then I am Juteshwari under guidance, Yamanjari under guidance, I am continue, will be there. But before Swarup Siddhi, I am within body. Then I am attached within the body. What is within my mind? Who helping me? That time, not possible, I am thinking about this Manjaris and Gopis. And also there is Lilavata, Lila Purushottam, which is all time is the busy. They have no time for this thing, looking for. But they are arranging myself. Look, many doctor, one skin doctor, one brain doctor, one eyes doctor, one air doctor. He said, no, I am going only one doctor near. How possible? The doctor has only specialty for this nose for, eyes for, somebody has ear for, somebody has throat for, somebody has chest for. But all things for treatment for not possible one doctor. So God has many incarnations. God is helping for His treatment for, He is arranging many swarup. Therefore needed. I see, I am thinking, I have the now this one Guru, Yaman Vaishnava. Then no need other things. No. This Shastra, Rajasi, Tamasi, Sattiki. Also Nirguna Shastra. How Jiva step by step is crossing. Everything is teachings. Therefore, not disobey, no neglect, no hate. I am already fallen, useless. Therefore, help is necessary. And also protection is necessary. Crossing everything, eternal world, Swarup Siddhi, Vastu Siddhi, then horrible. Also there, that time God, any incarnation like Gopijar, telling, Krishna, you are Ram. Ram is that time, what are you doing? Okay. That time Setubandha Rameshwar, you are all bridge making for ocean, Now here is only small river and lake. You, this one making bridge, then understanding. Krishna, what is this matter? There is, Ram is taking help, many, many monkeys, all are baboons, Sripanji, all are. I have no problem. Krishna is with his toes, finger with his, throwing this stone, kicking, and the stone is gone and floating, all are crossing, big lake and river, no problem. So Krishna has all things. Krishna is avatari. But I am adaris, not respecting, then I am disobeying Krishna. These things is thinking. I am Krishna's, all incarnation is Krishna's. Then any incarnation I am respecting, this is Krishna's respect. Like Srimad Bhagavad Gita telling, Japanya Devata Bhakta Jajanti Sadhyanisya Tevabhi Mamabha Kuntya Jajanti Abhidhi Purvakam. Telling anybody, any demigods are respecting, this is my respect, but this is Abhidhi Purvakam. What Abhidhi Purvakam? Not thinking this demigod is I am. And my seva is all our service. So Lord Krishna's service, all incarnation service. This is truthful. But all incarnation service, not Krishna's service, but Krishna's respect, but gradually coming Krishna's near. One not thinking, no, this incarnation is Krishna. Krishna's incarnation, not is as it is Krishna. But slow I am coming. Or Krishna puja, then all are complete, no problem. But other incarnation, respect is necessary. They are all time protecting and helping me. Otherwise, no my helper, no good friend, well-wisher. Now tomorrow, next hearing. God Pramanande.
Jay Nanda Nandana Gopi Jana Vallabha Radha Nayak Shama Jay Nanda Jaya Nanda Nandana Gopijana Vallabha Radha Nayaka Nagar Shyama Jaya Nanda Sachinandana Nadiya Purandara So Sachinandana Nadiya Purandara Suramuni gana mana mohana dhamma Suramuni Jayananda nandana gopijana vallabha Radha nayaka nagar shyama Jaya Nija Kanta Kanti Kalevara जय जय प्रेयसि भव विनोदा जयने जय व्रज सहचरी लोचन मंगला जय नदियावासी नयन आमोदा जय नदिया जय नंद नंदन गोपीजन वल्लभ राधा नायक नागर श्यामा जय जय श्री धामा सुदामा सुबालार्जुना प्रेमवर्धन नवघन रूपा जय 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 रामदि सुंदर प्रिय सहचर जय जगमोहन गौरयनुपा जय जग